This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So I'm thinking that in Michigan, Joe Biden can tell some of these groups that are unhappy with his support for Israel or, you know, going after the Houthis, you know, maybe he just needs to have a heart-to-heart with them. Maybe he just needs to tell them, don't worry, it's not working trying to go after the Houthis. Folks, the British container ship is now sinking in the Red Sea after the Houthi missile strike hit it. So you tell me, is this all being effective? Do the pro-Hamas voters in Michigan, I hate to say that, but the pro-Hamas voters in Michigan, are they, this isn't working. The Houthis are not being destroyed anytime soon, it looks like. And so maybe Joe Biden can tell them that. I don't know. Maybe it'll work politically. Folks, welcome back to the program. Of course, hour number two is here, is upon us, is launching at this very moment. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. If you'd like to be part of the program this morning, you can also head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, we've already heard from Richard the Marine from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon. We've already heard from Frederick from his vantage point up in NYC this morning. So if you'd like to chime in either by phone or by direct message, we do love to hear from you. Now, of course, I was being a little facetious there, obviously, in the introduction. But, it seems to me, now, number one, I mean, the very fact that you have, and this is kind of a strange place to be, right? You know, the United States right now generally supporting Israel. I think they are trying to micromanage a lot of that stuff. I think they're trying to manipulate it because they realize it has such political ramifications to them, to the Biden campaign, the Biden administration. So, you know, we'd like to see it even go even further. But when you do have, and we had a little bit about this on the program yesterday, if you do have people who are mad at you because you are supporting Israel and not supporting Hamas, that's a big problem, right? And so at that point, you know, I don't know if you throw up your hands, but obviously, I mean, you do your best to try to bring them around to your point of view, but that's a pretty bad place to start from. But at any rate, the Houthis continue to do their thing, and we're not stopping them, I guess. This comes to us from the Telegraph. New pictures have shown the extent of damage done to the Ruby Mar. It's a British registered cargo vessel after it was hit by a double rocket attack by the Houthi rebels in Yemen. It's carrying 22,000 tons of fertilizer to Morocco. Information, it's sinking. There were no crew members on board. The security firm in charge of safety of the ship said they evacuated immediately after the missile strike on February 18th and it began leaking fuel. The Saudi-backed government of Yemen has asked that the United Nations for help to avoid an environmental disaster due to the danger of a spill from the cargo. You know, in fact, you know, if this was other circumstances, this would be a major international problem. This is obviously coming from the Houthis. You know, will this build up more support to actually do in the Houthis once and for all so they can't do this kind of thing? I just don't know. The ship's chartering broker told Reuters on Monday that it was looking to bring a workship close to the hole caused by the missile. There was no further update to that on Tuesday. And, of course, it's very risky to go through that area. And it seems to me that either you've got to call in the military commanders and you've got to say it's time to get rid of the Houthi problem. Now, there are other, you know, through Saudi Arabia and all this kind of thing, all avenues need to be explored. But this is going to only get worse, not get better. And it's mind-boggling to think that all the strikes that we've done up to this point have not yet produced the effect of stopping their ability to launch these kinds of attacks. So that is a very, 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 very relevant here. All right. So now we've also got Donald Trump going to the border. We've also had Joe Biden going to the border. But Joe Biden evidently snubbed the Border Patrol Union president. This from Breitbart. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre had no answer on Tuesday when asked why the White House did not extend an invitation to the leader of the National Border Patrol Union for President Joe Biden's upcoming border visit. Good question. During a press conference, the reporter asked Jean-Pierre why National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd was stiffed by Biden, yet received an invitation from Donald Trump. She says, so look, I have more to share on what Thursday's gonna look like. We'll have more to share on who's going to be joining the president, she replied. Trump previously announced he would visit Eagle Pass, Texas Thursday to contrast his agenda to secure the border with Biden's failure to do so. Biden later announced he would travel to Brownsville, Texas the same day as Trump's visit. Jean-Pierre noted that Judd endorsed the Senate-passed pro-migration and foreign aid bill, which Biden supported. That bill included a pay raise for Judd's members. So, you know, why the heck, why not invite him over? You know, why not do that then? Yet Judd remains a Biden critic. Oh, well, that's got to be a big reason why. Even calling for the impeachment of the Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. And he was unsparing in his criticism of the president's inaction on the border security during a Monday Fox News appearance. Oh, it's just building up at this point, isn't it? Arguing Biden only wants an election year photo opportunity. Bingo. But at the same time, folks, again, clear choices. Clear choices. Everybody knows that Joe Biden's not serious on the border issues. This is a lot of window dressing. Even the forthcoming executive actions, executive orders, will be nothing more than to create a web to make you think they're going to do something on the border. So, again, it's all gravitating to Trump. Even this particular Border Patrol leader. Folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. Much more here in hour number two.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to File One.
The Wednesday edition is flying by at warp speed. I just love what Aaron in Denver said the other night. Just hope those crystals don't start burning out. Well, yeah, me too. I don't want to get stranded somewhere in outer space and your dilithium crystals, have broken down, and there's no good way to recrystallize them at that point. But welcome back, everybody. A little Star Trek reference for you this morning, and that just made my day the other day when Aaron in Denver said that. But at any rate, folks, welcome back. Kyle Warren with you. The Wednesday edition continues on, and we're having fun already. It is, of course, the middle of the week, and we can start to see the weekend now. But in Southern California, that weekend's going to be a rainstorm, evidently, at least on Saturday. That's the prediction right now, so we'll have to be battening down some hatches by the time we actually get there. But once again, folks, 949-822-7959 is 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be a part of the program this morning. And so once again, we've got the Michigan primary that occurred. Donald Trump literally running away with it. No real surprise there. But it's also not something that you can take for granted. Obviously, the big issue right now is Nikki Haley and Super Tuesday. She's lost some of her funding from the Koch network, of course, we understand. But at the same time, though, I think it all boils down to what we've been talking about this morning, the clear choices. And people want to have a particular thing happen at this point. That is evidently the consensus of the Republican base, it would seem.
And otherwise, you know, I think that there's a lot more damage that can be done by simply staying in the race and this kind of thing. Because it's just a very, very different time. And it's not about eschewing democracy. It's not about eschewing the primary process or anything like that. But there does seem to be something coalescing here. Now, the real... we mentioned Tony in Tampa earlier when we played the Motown song. He had asked for some more Motown music here on the show. We're glad to oblige. And he talked about winning, right? And he was talking about Nikki Haley, and he prefers Nikki Haley, but he also wants to win the election. And see, that's the important thing as well. So when things like this start to coalesce, if you can grab onto the momentum, the big mo, as it's called in the biz, right? The big mo in the political biz. If you can get the big mo and start to ride that wave, that's huge. Because these national polls, by the way, they should be much more lopsided, in my opinion. But they're not. I think that there's far and away the feeling is that they want something to change. But why does Biden and Trump seem to be more or less evenly divided? I know it's not exactly even. I know it varies, you know. But generally speaking, and this is why even a changing nominees for the Democrats may not have that huge a difference at this point, poll-wise. But generally speaking, though, you know, people do want to see a major fundamental change. And Donald Trump, as I was saying earlier, I think that he can actually begin to win over some of those people who have decided they don't want to vote for him. I think only because the alternative is now, we are down literally to the end of it. And I'm not saying that to be fantastical. I'm not saying that to be sensationalistic. But, you know, these policies have been so detrimental that there's no way that another 4 years of these policy implementations, I'm not just going to say under Biden, because the growing consensus, I think, too, is that, you know, Biden's not really sitting there coming up with these strategies. He's not coming up with these policies. He's not running things the way you might think a president would be running things. And I think that has to do with some of his condition and this kind of thing. I'm not trying to be mean-spirited, so don't get – that's not what I'm trying to project here. But what I am saying is that in American politics, you elect one person to be the president. And the people know that if they elect Trump, Trump is going to be making those decisions. He'll be accountable to the people about those decisions. He'll have to explain those decisions. We can't look to Joe Biden to explain much of anything. That's how people feel out there. And that's a huge, huge problem when it comes to this next election. All right, so we were talking a little bit about the border. Let's listen in here to CNN, who was interviewing Katie Porter. She's a Democrat representative from California. Aaron Burnett was interviewing her. Katie Porter, of course, is running for Senate, but she's being asked about the border and specifically about the brutal, grisly killing of the Georgia nursing student, Laken Riley. Now, listen to the reaction of this, because this is the thing that should be uniting all of us, all Americans, to say there has to be something done about this problem. And, you know, God forbid it had to come to this. This had to happen. Let's listen in to Katie Porter's, because I think that she didn't get the memo on how they're supposed to be responding about the border at this point. Let's listen in.
Up front now, the Democratic Congresswoman Katie Porter, she sits on the Oversight Committee, and in her state of California, the number of illegal border crossings is up 60% in one city versus a year ago. Congressman, so much to talk to you about today, but I wanted to start with this. I mean, we can all agree this is a horrible, horrible thing that happened. It shouldn't have happened, but it did. Former President Donald Trump today called it out. He writes on social media, "The monster who took her life illegally entered our country in 2022 and then was released again by radical Democrats in New York after injuring a child." I know that you may not choose the same words, but do you share his outrage?
Well, I think when a horrible tragedy like this happens, I think whenever we're dealing with violent crime, there is a sense of outrage, of sadness.
Stop right there. Stop right there. Because, see, I don't know if this is, this reminds me of the Michael Dukakis moment about being asked about Kitty Dukakis in the debates back with George H.W. Bush. And Michael Dukakis should have expressed the outrage at the notion that his wife would be attacked. It was described much more graphically in that debate. I think it was Bernard Shaw. If I'm not mistaken, I think it was Bernard Shaw back in the day. And a lot of people point to that reaction by Dukakis because he didn't flinch. He was like, well, I think that, you know, when it comes to violent crime, and in other words, words to that effect. Same thing Katie Porter's doing here. Do you know how she should have reacted to that? She should have said, this, you know, I am so mad I could, you know, do this guy in myself, right? That's the kind of thing people are looking for. But how did she, okay, let's back that up a tad, and let's hear her initial reaction to this.
This happens. I think whenever we're dealing with violent crime, there is a sense of outrage, of sadness, and of loss. But I think the important thing to focus on is any one instance shouldn't shape our overall immigration policy.
Okay, stop right there. Okay, yeah, well, this was violent crime, and, you know, I guess there's outrage and sadness, you know, generally, about violent crime out there. But the overall thing, what we can't let this get at us, though, folks, right, she's saying, is we can't let this shape policy. You know, this is, I'm not laughing because it's funny. I'm laughing because it is so absurd in the extreme that we would have to sit there and listen to that kind of a reaction. That's just another talking point. That is a, talk about a disconnect. That's the disconnect, my friends. This is the way. You know what her response should be? You know what we ought to do? We ought to make sure that no more criminals can get across the border illegally by coming through a hole in the wall or, you know, however they're being smuggled in. And if we find them and we catch them and we should never release them back into the open on this side of the border, you know, talk about the outrage. I'm outraged about this. I know you are too. But this is ridiculous. You know, Katie Porter, honestly, this is one of the, you know, I can't even describe it at this point. And that's supposed to be my job. Right? This, whenever we're dealing with violent crime, this was a preventable 100%. It was preventable. He shouldn't have been in the country. Just that simple. Stay right there, everybody.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You USA News Update. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas is criticizing the president's upcoming visit to the border this week, dismissing it as merely a photo opportunity.
Joe Biden and the Democrats deliberately broke this system. They caused the highest rate of illegal immigration in history.
Cruz says if Trump is reelected, there will be a decrease in the rate of illegal immigration because he will enforce existing laws. According to a recent poll by Monmouth University, illegal immigration is the number one concern among voters. The survey found that a significant number of voters perceive this issue as highly problematic. Across party lines, 8 in 10 Americans view illegal immigration as at least somewhat serious. University of Texas researchers found that administering the antiviral drug Paxlovid after a COVID-19 diagnosis based on NIH data from high-risk patients during the 2022 Omicron variant wave could save lives and money. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. The Wednesday edition continues on. And if you happen to be driving a Ferrari Daytona Spider somewhere along the streets of Miami, well, you go right to the top of the telephone queue this morning. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And yes, Shades of Miami Vice, a very, very cool track by Jan Hammer, of course, who very famously did all the Miami Vice music. And whenever I hear that, I always have that vision, right, of that Ferrari Daytona Spider, you know, making its way through the streets of Miami, right? You know, maybe on its way to catch the bad guys in a sting, in a drug deal sting, right? So that kind of thing. So at any rate, folks, it is the Wednesday edition, and we are back. We are live, and we're ready to rock and roll here, 949-822-7959. Thanks to Uncle Rick, listening on 930 in Bradenton, and he's curious about what happened with the Michigan primary with Biden versus none of the above or uncommitted. And, yes, we're going to be asking Denise about that as well, Uncle Rick, and I appreciate the message. And it's funny you should ask because, yes, here's what was going on. This, according to the AP, President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump won the Michigan primaries on Tuesday, further solidifying an all but certain rematch
or as we might like to call it, a grudge match. And, you know, one of the ways that we could do something to the national debt is if you could get debates going and just have it be pay-per-view, that might be an idea. That's an idea right there. It could be Las Vegas. It could be the whole thing, you know. Yeah, I know, I'm just joking. But obviously, the grudge match, and you could really play it up, right? It's like, you know, big-time professional politics or something. But, yeah, it's definitely is going to be the grudge match. Early results from the state were highlighting some of their biggest political vulnerabilities ahead of the November general election. A vigorous, uncommitted campaign organized by activists, disillusioned with Biden's handling of the war in Gaza. You know, I just don't know that really describes it the right way. You know, you could be disillusioned with the way that he's handling anything. But why are you disillusioned with that? Why are some of these people in Michigan, some of these groups, why are they mad? Why are they disillusioned about it? Well, because they're not happy because of his support for Israel. You know, you could be disillusioned in a different way. You could say, well, you know, he's not supporting them enough, or we're not giving them enough aid. We're not helping Israel enough. We're not joining in and trying to stamp out Hamas in different parts of the world, or, you know, that kind of thing. That could also be a disillusionment that would be happening. But they're disillusioned because he's against Hamas to begin with. Okay? That's a huge problem. But at any rate, they made headway, it says. It had already far surpassed the 10,000 vote margin by which Trump won Michigan in 2016, a goal set by organizers of this year's effort. For Biden, the notable percentage of uncommitted voters could signal weakness with parts of the Democrat base in a state he can hardly afford to lose in November. Trump, meanwhile, has underperformed with suburban voters and people with college degrees. This was being emphasized earlier as well. And faces a faction within his own party that believes he broke the law in one or more of the criminal cases against him. You know, again, this is one of the reasons why all this stuff is being done to begin with, right? They're doing this in order, because they do believe they can bleed off some votes here or there. But I think the vast majority of the voters are of the opinion that this is all coming down on top of Trump. It's by design. They're doing this on purpose. They're literally throwing everything they can up against the wall to see what sticks. Now we're going to try to seize his properties. On and on it goes. It's overkill. It's absolute overkill. And people don't like that. In fact, what they're doing, and don't worry, I'm not giving away any secrets, and the Democrat Party elite aren't going to go, oh, well, Kyle said, you know, they're doing he's on to us, and we better change our strategy. Yeah, I don't think they'll do that necessarily. But, you know, what they're doing is they are engineering Trump to be the underdog. They're engineering that. Because they're so blinded by this notion of just get Trump. You know, it's like, you know, what would it be like to be in the mind of Letitia James? You know, it's just, you know, every morning, get Trump. I just got to get Trump, get Trump, get Trump. You know, it can't be fun. You know, it can't be a wonderful, it's not a wonderful life, I'm sure. You know, but that's the thing. We just got to get Trump. And we don't care how we do it. And we don't care what it costs. And we don't care the damage it does. We just don't care. Because we care more about creating a power structure in perpetuity that will never allow for dissent, will never allow for, you know, and by the way, what do we keep hearing from Karine Jean-Pierre and others? Bipartisan. It's all bipartisan. You know, the Republicans don't even want a bipartisan bill. As if any bill that was ever bipartisan is necessarily supposed to be good. It's necessarily has to be passed. Well, it's bipartisan. Yeah, that's it. Well, it's, you know, whatever. I mean, we better just, you know, that's a no-brainer. You know, that's not how all this works, by the way. It never really has been. But one of the great ways that the Democrat Party elite and the far left they use phraseology in order to make it seem like, well, gee whiz, I don't want to be on the outside of this thing. I don't want to be non-bipartisan. Because if I was non-bipartisan, that probably makes me having to be a dictator on day one. You know, stuff like that. That's what it's about. And then, of course, he's underperforming with suburban voters and people with college degrees, and what the implication is, people with college degrees are just too smart for Trump, right? In other words, you don't want to be like the people with college. You don't want to be like the people without college degrees, do you? You know, that's that kind of ridiculous nonsense. And you know, because again, the wordsmithing, the phraseology of it all, the ability to simply appropriate a word or a phrase or a term, and constantly pour a different meaning into it. So that when you're even talking with your friends, you know, or your associates, your coworkers, or anything, everybody's going to get charged. Everybody's going to get triggered because you said a term, you know, whatever that might be. And don't say that term. No, because now I'm mad. You know, that's what happens. In fact, this is from Business Insider. A third of young voters said they wouldn't want to be friends with someone who voted for a different presidential candidate, according to a new poll. The poll was conducted between February 3rd and 14th by the Generation Lab and Axios. 1,073 young adults revealed that 33% of respondents said they would definitely not or probably not be open to being friends with someone who voted for the opposing party's presidential nominee, selecting Republican President former President Donald Trump, selecting Republican former President Donald Trump or Democrat current President Joe Biden specifically. Monday's survey comes around 7 years after a Monmouth University poll that found 7% of voters said they ended friendships over the vitriolic race between Trump and Democrat candidate Hillary Clinton. Those friendships ended, the poll found, as 70% of respondents said the presidential campaign, quote, brought out the worst in people, unquote. Part of this, you know, my friends, is that, again, and I think a lot of this comes... I think primarily from the radical left, and that is to say, we can no longer have a core, you know, base of thought. You know, everybody, it makes no sense to say we should have an open border where people can walk across any time, and cartels could use that. That would be very beneficial for cartels. It would also be very beneficial for human traffickers. It would be very beneficial for anybody who just wanted to come across. Their time was, you probably had a much greater consensus that that kind of state of affairs would be really bad. It would be what we call on the business really, really bad, right? But even that's gone. Other things have been simply taken away. There is no foundation. And so that's why these political challenges, these political races, have just become, you know, total destruction. And that's actually weakens us. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
So is this really true? Some people think the First Amendment goes too far. Okay. I saw this earlier. You know, that's why, folks, I think we're in super big trouble. But we're trying to navigate through that. We're trying to put that right here in the overnight hours across America. Glad to be with you. Of course, Kyle Warren with you. You can head over to kylewarrenshow.com if you want to send us a direct message. And just last segment, we were talking about, you know, trying to find common ground, bring people together that are obvious. Like, hey, let's make sure the border is not porous. You know, that sounds like a pretty good common sense thing that, you know, reasonable people can agree on. But unfortunately, this is the state of affairs we live in today. But one of the things, though, things that can really bring people together is great music and great songs. We've reached the part of the program where we love to play in another great song here this morning, keep you going through the overnight hours. And then, of course, we'll be talking with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. But let's get started right now. Folks, this is a great, great song, The Four Tops. It's the same old song.
Oh,
Tops, everybody. I think this goes back to, 1966. It's the same old song, but now it's got a different meaning since you've been gone. And what a great track, what a great song, and a great instrumentation, and that very cool Motown sound. And it's that kind of thing that I think, well, hopefully does bring people together. I think we can all agree that that is a cool song, and it's got a cool sound. And I got to tell you, folks, we love to be able to bring you all kinds of different music here on the program. If you're new to the show, if it were to be Monday, we'd be doing country music Monday, by the way. And we also take requests. If you want to head over to KyleWarrenShow.com, you can always send us in a request that any particular song or genre you'd like to hear, or maybe an artist. Sometimes people say, you know, play more Tom Petty, you know, things like that. And we love to oblige, and we love to have fun here on the program as well. Because if you're up and doing stuff, if you're, you know, if you're going across country in your big rig, if you're making deliveries, if you're in law enforcement, if you are a first responder, if you're up late throughout the night, working a shift, doing whatever it is that you're doing, we're glad to be going along with you, by the way, and we're glad to be part of your overnight, or your morning, whatever the case may be. And it's just our great pleasure. So we always try to pick out a great song and just, as I said, kind of keep you going, keep you moving throughout the wee hours of the morning. Well, we're not seeing too much different from what we saw last hour. We do still have a lot of rain and snow up around Seattle. This will head on down Interstate 5 towards Portland. It looks like Richard the Marine might be pretty good to go right now on from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon. I think he was saying they might have a storm coming in tomorrow. Snow coming across I-90, coming out of Spokane and northern Idaho this morning. Snow in up in the UP, heading down through Wisconsin, by the way, all the way through Milwaukee, down through Chicago now, as a matter of fact. We've also got snow and other snow and rain, thunderstorms and so forth, looks like up in the northern part of Michigan. That's Michigan up in the mitt, as they call it, because the UP is pretty much covered up in snow at this point. It's going to go on down through Toronto, Canada, by the way. Western Pennsylvania, you've got a lot of rain and lightning. Down through Dayton, Ohio, you've got rain and lightning. Fort Wayne, Indiana. Louisville, Kentucky, you've got some rain going on there as well. New York City, looks like you might have the same kind of thing. Lots of rain just to the north of New York City there. Then also Boston, looks like you might have some rain. It's actually looks like it's approaching into the city at this point, coming in off the Atlantic there. So you may have to batten down some hatches there as well. Virginia Beach, also parts of North Carolina, just north of Jacksonville this morning. Looks like you've got a lot of rain going on right there. So you definitely want to be aware of that. We want you to get wherever you're going in one piece this morning. And we hope that you enjoyed the music very, very much. All right. Well, now it's time to talk to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise, and happy Wednesday to you.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. Well, you know, we had the Michigan primary yesterday on Tuesday. It was obviously a blowout for Donald Trump. But uncommitted also had an impact for Joe Biden. What do you think of all these results we're getting?
Well, it appears to me that Nikki Haley pretty much knew that she was going to lose badly in Michigan, such that she had already left Michigan and went on to Colorado, of all places. So... she has also lost the approval, I think, maybe that's not the right word, but certainly the funding of the Koch operation.
Right.
Kind of surprised that it took them so long to figure that one out, but nonetheless they did. So... we're in an interesting place here because at this point, you know, Donald Trump came out and the other day and said that he never saw the Republican Party so united. I don't think that's, I mean, I appreciate the words, but I don't think it's true yet. I think what Nikki Haley needs to do here at this point is to drop out of the race and work to make the Republican Party united, especially after we now have Ron McDaniel that's bailing out.
Right.
So I think that part is really kind of important and necessary.
Well, you have to have unity. There's no doubt about that. So is there a way to reconcile where Nikki Haley, you know, because there's a lot of animosity about Nikki Haley from the base. So, you know, how much reciprocity do you think there's going to be from, you know, for lack of a better term, from both sides of that conflict?
You know, most of Nikki Haley's advocates, supporters, are in fact, I would say, the more liberal part of the Republican Party and independents.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot win a presidency without independents. And she now has a responsibility to take those independents and, I really hate the term, but bring them along into the tent.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, it's necessary. I mean, you know, as you're saying, absolutely. How you get from point A to point B, that is the trick, I'm sure. But Denise Simon, stay right there because we're climbing up to the top of the hour, everybody. We're going to come right back. Much more with Denise Simon. Kyle Warren with you. Hour number two now in the books.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.